This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we conclude our Focus and Amplify study of 1 Corinthians 2, let me share another application. If you have listened to the programs this week and find what I've said hard to believe or felt what I've said to be foolishness, then listen carefully to verse 14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The man without the Spirit is anyone who has not entered into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. For Paul wrote in Romans 8:9, "If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ." You might understand the historical facts and moral principles found in the Bible, but the dynamic, supernatural life that enables you to discern the truth of God will elude you. In fact, you might even think it to be nothing but foolishness. If that's a description of where you are spiritually, then you have a choice to make. You can choose to live in a purely natural way, or you can choose to live in a supernatural way, through trusting in Jesus Christ as the one who died for your sins and rose again to be your living Savior. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, Paul wrote, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." The choice is yours. If you want to understand and experience what the Bible says, trust in Jesus Christ to save you. Pray, "Jesus, I need you in my life. Please forgive my sins. I invite you to come into my life and be my Savior and Lord. Make me the person you want me to be." Amen.